Why, hello there, family. Welcome back to this fun compatibility series we're doing here on Heart of Dating. You guys, these episodes you're listening to are a bit shorter than our full-length episodes, but they are featuring me, yours truly, Kate Warman, and I'm really happy to be here because this series is really fun and it's going so well. We've been getting such incredible feedback from you guys. Now, as I was thinking about what to do for these solo episodes, I decided I wanted to talk about compatibility. And within that, some of the hot button things that come up regarding compatibility in dating. Things like age differences, different sexual ethics and physical boundaries, height, weight, and so on and so forth. Now, if you've been following along over on the gram on @Kateness, my account, we've been talking a lot about these things already. And so this series we're doing is a combination of the thoughts that I personally have mixed with a lot of the Instagram discussions that we've also been having. The first week we talked about redoing your list, and I encourage y'all to go back and listen to that episode if you have not, because it's basically the precursor into the rest of these episodes. And then last week, we talked about age gaps. And gosh, you guys had so many responses to that episode on age gaps. So I thank you for all your responses. And from what I've been hearing, a lot of you guys have been listening to that episode multiple times because it's been really challenging you. That episode was actually downloaded so much. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for sharing. And I'm really excited because we are challenging some of the norms. The point of this series is to just ask the question, why? Why is that my preference? Why is that my quote unquote non-negotiable? Or am I making that preference a non-negotiable? What's underneath that? And maybe am I limiting myself by not being a little more open? Today, we are having a conversation on the much needed and highly anticipated topic of height preferences. A few weeks ago, I did a poll on height in dating over on Instagram. Over 7,000 people participated in this poll. So in looking at this poll, 43% of women said that they were below 5'4", and then 57% of women were above 5'4". But over 74% of women would prefer to date a man over 6 feet tall. So again, 43% of women below 5'4", and 57% were above 5'4". But over 74% of women prefer to date a man over 6 feet tall. Now, I'm not saying that all of those women wouldn't consider dating a guy below 6 foot. However, the preference was yes, that they would prefer to date a man over 6 foot tall. And some of y'all have messaged me being like, this isn't completely fair. I might date someone below 6 foot, blah, 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 blah. I understand, but I want to just stay with me because what this poll did and the conversations did was really highlight something that I think is not talked about enough, that's actually living inside our minds. Okay, so let's take it further. The average height of a man in the United States is 5'9". That means there are a lot of men below 5'9". And in that same vein, there are very few men actually over 6 feet tall. And yet 74% of women would more than likely not consider the average man, which is 5'9" tall. Does this contribute to women saying that there are no good men out there? I for sure believe it does. Does this contribute to women swiping right on guys in a dating app simply because of their height, even though everything else on that guy's profile may seem amazing? I think yes. Now, here's the reality I want to present to you guys today. We often treat preferences like height as though they are non-negotiables. Whether we want to admit it or not, we're doing that all over the place. And when we do that, we get stuck thinking that there are no good eligible singles out there. When really, what we're often doing is limiting ourselves from potentially amazing people simply because we're not open to budge on a preference. You may want to blame the world. You may want to blame your city. There's no good people in my city. You may want to blame guys if you're a girl, like there's no good ones out there. You may want to blame God even for not giving you the person that you want. But what if the only thing to really blame is your really strict preferences that are limiting you? Now, I asked you guys on Instagram, what were your fears behind dating someone who was not your height preference? And I saw some very clear trends come up. We had hundreds of people respond to this, but I'm going to name just a few. Here are some of the common fears within women. Women feel that they will be less feminine if they date someone outside their height preference. They're worried about what people will think. Will people laugh at them or look at them weird? They're worried about some awkward elements like kissing or holding hands. They feel like guys who are short are intimidated by girls that are tall. There was also a trend with weight combined with height, and there was a fear of feeling larger or bigger or stronger or not pretty. That one was huge, y'all. So many of y'all felt that one. There was also a fear of lack of safety and the stereotype that men should be taller to protect. There was also a fear and an idea that men don't want to date taller or bigger women. Some women also don't want to date a shorter guy because they don't want to make the guy feel self-conscious, which sounds to me a little bit like people-pleasing, right? They also want to be able to wear heels. So interesting to me, because why can't you wear heels even if the guy isn't that tall? Anyway, to really boil it all down, let me tell you some of the common things I'm seeing in these fears. First of all, a lot of the fears have to do with adhering to stereotypical norms, which in some ways is people-pleasing, right? A lot of the fears also have to do with body insecurities or our own self-image. And lastly, a lot of the fears have to do with safety or an idea of what a masculine man, quote-unquote, should look like. Now, as I've read through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of y'all's DMs and had conversations with you guys on this, I really want you to consider a few things. Is your height preference driven by a need for protection? If so, why? My question to this is, who told you that someone taller is stronger and will keep you safe? Is that really true? Is it really true that someone who is taller is stronger and someone who is taller will keep you safe? It may be what's portrayed by Disney, in the media, and all of that jazz, but is it really accurate? Because I don't think it really is. I have seen plenty of shorter guys who are insanely strong. And I have actually seen some insanely tall guys that are incredibly weak who can't even throw a punch. So my question is, are you willing at all to go into the layers of why you believe a taller man is more protective? Is that really, really, really true, you guys? And are you willing to challenge your mindset, maybe even change it? Also, some logic I want to present to you for consideration on this, okay? If you want a man taller than you to protect you, then this means a 5'9" man would be great at quote-unquote protecting his 5'5" girlfriend, but he would be terrible at protecting his 5'11" girlfriend against the same man. Are y'all following me here? A 5'9" man would be great at protecting his 5'5" girlfriend, but he would be terrible at protecting his 5'11" girlfriend against the same man. That does not make sense, right? Because according to this math, a 5'9" guy is only capable of beating a man up if his girlfriend is shorter. But if she's taller than him, he suddenly cannot throw a punch at all. Do you guys see what I'm saying? Like, we want a guy that's taller than us, but then we don't consider like the fact that it has nothing to do with his height on whether or not he could actually be protective, right? So I saw this on a blog and I wanted to bring it up here. Who would you rather protect you? 5'7" Fonzie from Happy Days or 6'3" Kramer? Seriously, y'all, who would be better at protecting you? In this case, I would definitely go for 5'7" Fonzie, okay? The shorter guy can be strong. He can be protective. And all the shorter guys said amen. Now, another thing to consider, is your height preference driven by body image or personal insecurity? As I did the poll, I was astonished at how many people under the layers really felt insecure about their bodies, which was driving their height preference. And you know what? This is something I have personally also struggled with. Most guys I've dated have been my height or slightly above. And ironically, I dated those guys when I had the most body image issues in my entire life. I also worked in fashion and wore heels constantly, which made me even taller than the guys I was dating. All of this led me to feeling personally, quote unquote, bigger than the person I was dating. And now this was all driven by my issues with my body, my own body shame, my own view of myself. And in fact, that is something that I realized through time needed healing. Now, eventually I dated a really healthy and amazing man who was only about 1/2 inch to 1 inch taller than me. Though I still had some body image issues at the time, I was so grateful that I didn't write him off. I remember meeting him at a mingle party that I, in fact, was hosting, and at first, I didn't even notice him. I wasn't even considering him because he was shorter. But guys, this man blew me away. He asked me out at the end of the night. He got my number. And in fact, if you've read my book, the person I'm talking about is Chris from Chapter 5, The Ugly Cry. And if you have read my book, then you would know that I was so in love with Chris. It was an amazing relationship. And guys, if I had written him off for his height, I never would have had that wonderful relationship, which also helped me to learn so much about myself. And get this, that relationship ending, in a way, propelled me to start Heart of Dating. So if I had written this guy off because of his height, if I had never dated him, then I never would have been broken up with by him, never learned so much about myself, and never really been prompted to start Heart of Dating. I truly believe that. All because I considered dating a guy that was very close to my height. So if you are insecure about your body and that's why you don't want to date someone your height or a little bit shorter or just a little bit taller, then I have to ask you. Something so important here is that even if you dated someone taller, would that reconcile the way you thought about yourself? Would it truly help you to conquer your insecurity or your body image issues? Or would it be a small band-aid to a much bigger gaping hole that needs freedom and healing? Think about it. These are the things we have to dive into. Hey y'all, I want to briefly interrupt this episode because if you've been around before, you've likely heard me talk about therapy. Because you know what? Therapy is sexy, y'all. Today, I am less concerned with seeing someone I am dating's credit score, and I am more concerned with seeing their receipt from a therapist. You think I'm joking, but I'm not. I want to know that this person is growth-minded and willing to work through the things of their past, even if they had a seemingly perfect upbringing. We all have something to work through. I have dated far too many unhealthy people, and I myself have been really toxic in the past. So more than ever, I value faith and mental health and how those two can partner together. That's why today I want to quickly talk about faithful counseling. It's honestly amazing, y'all. We have gotten also such great feedback from literally hundreds of you guys who use the service here in Heart of Dating. It's an affordable option for a virtual Christian therapist. And for Heart of Dating listeners, you get a 10% discount on your first month when you sign up through Heart of Dating by going to getfaithful.com/heartofdating. That's getfaithful.com/heartofdating. If you've never taken the plunge on therapy, if you're looking to try something new that's a little bit more affordable and virtual, I highly recommend you give it a shot. Hundreds of people here in our Heart of Dating community have tried it and loved it. So, what's stopping you? All right, another thing that I want to mention here is your height preference driven by cultural standards? A lot of people wrote in sharing that they feared what another person or what other people would think about them. Would people laugh or look at you guys weird as you walked around town? So in essence, a lot of people are fearful of what others are going to think. Well, maybe this is an amazing opportunity to break that. Proverbs 29:25 in the Message version says this, "The fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that." So many of us are hyper-focused on the opinions of others, and we don't even realize it. In a sense, some of us have become addicted to the approval of others. And I am saying that as an Enneagram 3 right here, so I know this probably better than a lot of you guys because that's been the bane of my existence. I wrote an entire chapter in my book about this. Another translation of Proverbs 29:25 says, "It is dangerous to be concerned with what other people think of you, but if you trust the Lord, you are safe." When you give more weight to the opinions of others than you do to God's opinion, you will stay on the sidelines when God wants you in the game. You'll stay locked up in a prison of self-made fear, and you will never get to experience the fullness of what God really wants to do in your life. So this is something that we all should be working to undo overall. Who cares what other people think if you're dating a guy that's a little bit shorter than you? And if you're a guy listening to this, who cares what other people think if you're dating a taller woman? In fact, why don't we change that script? We are the ones that have the ability to change that script and say, yeah, look at my man. Isn't he attractive? Or if you're the shorter guy, look at my woman. Isn't she an Amazonian goddess? Like, oh my gosh. You know, and we have the ability to transform these narratives. All right, another thing to consider here when it comes to height preferences. Is your height preference driven by stereotypical definitions of feminine and masculine? Why do you feel a taller man is more masculine? What drives your idea of masculinity? The reason I want to ask you this is because I want to take a moment to reverse this process on the ladies, okay? Because if you want to date a taller man because it feels more masculine and makes you feel more feminine, then let's talk about what the stereotypical view of a feminine woman is. A stereotypical view of a feminine woman is a woman with long, flowing hair, clear skin, a narrow waist, and little or no body hair or facial hair. So ladies, if you want a man who is taller because it's more masculine to you in your mind, then it's suffice to say, do you also fit the perfect spitting image of the quote-unquote stereotypical femininity model? Are you perfectly feminine? I'm using air quotes right now because I think our definition of feminine and masculine is so much bigger than this. Truly, it's definitely not just physical at all, but this is what we're doing. If you're like, I want to date a taller guy because that's more masculine, I want to feel more feminine. Y'all, what is even your idea of masculinity? And why is that what is driving your idea of masculinity? This is a little bit unrealistic. Basing someone's masculinity off of mainly physical attributes is not fair. And if a guy did that to us, if a guy expected us to have long flowing hair, clear skin, a narrow waist, and little to no body or facial hair, man, some of us would be like, that's not fair. I'm a feminine woman, but I don't have every single one of those things. Can you not be a feminine woman and have short hair? That's not true. Of course you can be a feminine woman and have short hair. So of course you can be a masculine man and be shorter. Hello? So if your expectation, ladies, is for your man to be tall because it's more masculine, are you not putting the same kind of standards onto him? Impossible standards, standards that maybe aren't even fair? I bring up all these things, not because I'm saying you should throw all your height preferences out the window, but rather I want to encourage you to challenge yourself. Is your height preference something you are so strict about to the point of potentially idolizing it? Is your height preference something that's limiting your dating prospects? Do you always swipe left on a guy on an app who isn't your height preference? Or guys, same thing for you. See, these questions totally apply to you as well. Is having such a height preference making you feel like no good ones are out there? Is your height preference driven from something in you that needs healing, like people pleasing or body image or your idea of feminine and masculine? I hear so much scarcity out there in the dating world, which is why we're doing this series. I say, date the unexpected, and God just may do the unexpected. Now, I want to read for you a few amazing testimonials I got from doing the height series on Instagram. I'm 6'1", and my dating preferences on apps have always been 6 foot and above. Fast forward to when I met my amazing current boyfriend through mutual friends. He was 5'11" and loves every inch of my height and I his. I would have never swiped on him had he shown up on my apps. God has definitely taught me so much through this beautiful relationship. True love knows no height, that's for sure. My fiance is 1 inch shorter than me. I think for us girls, the height thing actually has the most to do with femininity. Being with a man that is larger than us makes us feel protected and feminine because the size of our man makes us believe he is masculine. When I met Justin, his masculine energy was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. I felt so feminine around him. He's a true man's man. So for the ladies that are getting stuck in the height factor, I would challenge you to ask yourself what masculine traits would your perfect guy possess? And search for your femininity in that, and not the illusion that him being tall is going to give you that feeling. I'm 31, so I waited and dated a long time to find my soon-to-be husband. My favorite caption when I post pictures of Justin and I now, where I look much taller than him due to wearing heels, etc., is this. For all you ladies out there friend-zoning the short guys, your loss. So I've always said I'm never dating anyone shorter than me. I'm 6'1". I've always been taller than all of the guys, and I'm currently dating a guy that is 5'9", and I have never had a better connection. He is everything I could have prayed for and more. Y'all, if you want to see more of these testimonials from women, check out my Instagram. I have a highlight where I saved all of these testimonials. Now I want to share a few testimonials from the dudes. I'm 5'4" and never really struggled too much to get dates. I remember getting tons of great connections on your Drop the Hanky program. Women often tell me I appear 5'7" or 5'8" because of my posture and how I carry myself. Many women I've dated tell me they feel protected and comfortable around me, even if they're taller. So I hope this can be an encouragement to the really short guys to not worry about physical height, but internal confidence. This means a lot to read all of this. I'm a guy who's 5'10", and I've been disqualified from a lot of women's minds because my height doesn't start with 6. There have been times I've been angry at God because he didn't make me just a couple inches taller. But actually reading that women date and even marry guys that are shorter than me has given me a lot of hope. I've always been open to dating women taller than me, but I've never approached a woman I've been attracted to that's taller than me because of stigmas. Hopefully one day, all of the stigma will die out. This is so annoying for guys like me who are not above 6 foot. Too often Christian women disqualify us because of our height before ever getting to know our heart. To me, it has often been an insecurity thing with their self-image, where they want to feel as petite as possible. I'm now in a relationship with a girl who is a little taller than me and may even weigh a little more, although I never even ask her. And both of us are fine with it. As long as we both make the other feel valued, then nothing else should really matter. I'm 5'8", and I feel like I get completely ignored as a guy because I'm not 6 foot tall. Thank you for sharing all of this height conversation. Honestly, it's a stigma, and it affects a lot of guys' confidence. I personally, for one, sometimes will not even approach a girl because of the height thing. I do think it also goes both ways, because some guys also have a height stigma around girls who are taller than them. So it definitely can go both ways. All right, y'all, there's so many more testimonials on Instagram, so go check them out on @Kateness. Here is the point of today's episode. Are you willing to challenge your height preference? Are you willing to see what's behind it? Are you willing to go a little bit deeper? And after doing that, here's what I want you to think. Date the unexpected, and God just may do the unexpected. That's it for today's mini-series, you guys, on height. I hope you enjoyed it. We are still covering weight in the coming weeks, and we are still covering different sexual paths and different physical boundaries and what to do with that. So can't wait for these conversations, and I will see you soon.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.